Hi, homeschool leader. This is Carol Topp from Homeschool CPA, another podcast helping homeschool leaders. It is early May, and you might all be wrapping up your homeschool program this year. And one thing you're probably doing is asking your volunteers to turn in their receipts so you can close out the books, you can pay everybody for whatever they've spent on your homeschool program, and you can be done. That's what you're probably in the midst of. So that's the topic of this episode. I'm going to talk about how you handle reimbursements to your volunteers in your homeschool group. Now, I do want to start by saying if you are reimbursing somebody for supplies they have bought on behalf of the group, that is not considered taxable income to them. It's merely a reimbursement of their expenses. And if you are giving out 1099 miscellaneous forms, that's the IRS form that you give to someone who you have hired and paid more than $600 in a calendar year, you do not have to give someone a 1099 miscellaneous if you are simply reimbursing them for their expenses. You give someone a 1099 miscellaneous if you have hired them for their services. Okay. And again, you give it to them if they have earned more than $600 in the calendar year, and one goes to the IRS. But my point here is that reimbursement of expenses is not taxable income to them. So don't put it on the 1099 miscellaneous. Okay. A reimbursement program in the eyes of the IRS can be one of two kinds. One is the bad one and one is the good one. Okay. The IRS has two, they describe reimbursement programs or how you reimburse your volunteers for expenses in one of two ways. One is what they call a non-accountable plan, meaning someone doesn't account for the money that you gave them. You just give them some money and they don't give you any receipts. That's called a non-accountable plan. The accountable plan, exact opposite. The person requesting a reimbursement has to be accountable. They have to show you what they spent the money on before you cut a check. That's the better program. And let me explain why. A non-accountable plan is where, again, someone is given some money and has not accounted for where that money is going. And therefore, that money to this volunteer that you give money to or check to is non-accountable, and therefore it is taxable income to this volunteer because she has not accounted for how she spent the money. She could have gone and spent it on herself and not your group at all. Let me tell you how this works with a true story. There was a treasurer of a rather large homeschool program in a rather large state. That's all I'll say. This is to protect the guilty, but you might guess really big state, okay? And they were a very big homeschool program, and this treasurer was brand new in the job, and she was quite concerned because she said, Carol, they told me here it is the fall, like August, and I am supposed to write a check for several thousand dollars to the person who runs the science programs. They had departments. That's how big this homeschool program was. I'm also supposed to write a check for $5,000 to the person who runs our physical ed and our sports department because she had a lot of, you know, money flowing through her program. And she was very concerned about writing these big checks to these people. And I said, well, you know, do they account at the end of the year where the money went? And do they return any unused portion? And she said, no. They just get these checks for $2,000 to $5,000. They're supposed to give it to them. And they don't have to turn in any receipts. And they don't have to return any unused portion to me. As a matter of fact, the board said to her, well, some of these moms who run these programs, well, they're a little short of money in their personal life. So we just let them keep it. Oh, my gosh. Both the treasurer and I were shocked that this program was doing this. And so I started doing a lot of research into this. I wrote it all up in my book called Money Management in a Homeschool Organization. You can find it on Amazon, or better yet, you can find it at my website, homeschoolcpa.com. And what I learned was that they were running what was called a non-accountable plan, according to the IRS. And that money, that $2,000 that went to the science program director and the $5,000 that went to the, you know, a sports director, was supposed to be given to them as taxable income, 1099 miscellaneous reported, and they're supposed to report that on their tax return. And when I told this to the treasurer, she took it to the group leadership, and they said, well, we don't care because we've always been doing it this way. And we went back and forth. I never talked to the leadership. They didn't want to talk to me. I only talked to the treasurer, who was quite distraught over all this. And she ended up resigning. She said, I cannot live with this, with you leadership just blatantly saying you're going to disobey the law and you don't care. She walked away. Don't do that. You instead should have what's called an accountable plan, which means that first of all, I don't like you giving money up front. Okay. I think a volunteer should say, I'm going to be spending, so many dollars for this class, or so many dollars on, hospitality supplies or office supplies. They should get permission before they go spend the money. And that can be via email if you want to. And they spend the money and then they turn in a request for a receipt for reimbursement, and they include a receipt. And that can be, obviously the cash register receipt from the store, or if they ordered something online, the email, or some kind of confirmation that they spent this, so you know the dollar amount that they spent. So there needs to be some proof that they spent this money and the exact dollar amount. Then you give them their money back. Then you reimburse them, but only after they show you a receipt. That's called an accountable plan. Then that reimbursement is not taxable income to that person because they have accounted where the money goes. The IRS even gets pretty picky about how soon these receipts are supposed to be turned in. I believe it's like a 60-day window or 90 days or something like that. So, I wrote about it in Money Management in a Homeschool Organization, that book. So you can get that either in ebook or in paperback format and learn how to best run your reimbursement programs. Please ask for receipts. I know I talking to a homeschool leader just this week, and she said, the members complain about, why do they have to give over receipts? Well, this organization was in the habit of fronting them money, giving them some money at the beginning of the year. And I said, well, of course they're annoyed at giving receipts. They've already received the money. They won't complain about giving a receipt if they haven't gotten the money yet. And so if your members are complaining about, I don't know why I have to give a receipt, you say, well, you can give me a receipt, or the IRS will call it a non-accountable plan, and I'll have to, report it to you as taxable income. That usually changes their mind, and they'll find those receipts. Now, one thing, so, you might run into is that sometimes there is no receipt for things. For example, my homeschool co-op would reimburse us for printables or things we printed out on our printers at home. And we had a policy of what we would pay for page. I think it was 7 or 10 cents or something like that per page. And all we did at that point, we did not require a receipt. We just requested that teacher or that volunteer who was making copies or printing out things on her own home printer, just list it. Just say, I printed out 14 copies times 7 pages for each student, times whatever, 10 cents. It wasn't a receipt, but at least it was a level of accountability. Like, I made these copies for my students. Please reimburse me for my paper and ink. And that's fine. Again, if the amount that they want to be reimbursed is high and they don't have a receipt, they got to do what they got to do to prove that they spent it. I mean, bring in the books, bring in the materials, something like that. And by the way, if someone is reimbursed for something they bought, then that means that your group has bought that book, that item, that piece of equipment. It does not belong anymore to that teacher. Because she got paid back for it. The co-op's money, the homeschool organization bought that item, and it should remain with the homeschool organization. Maybe you have a cabinet where you store equipment or books or supplies that you've bought, but it does not belong to that teacher if she's gotten reimbursed for it. So I hope that was helpful. I know it's helpful to hear some things, especially scary stories coming out of homeschool groups in large states and how not to do things. But again, you might also find my book on money management in a homeschool organization very helpful. I do spend a whole chapter talking about receipts and how to do it properly. We want you to run your homeschool organization and be above reproach, so we're not getting into trouble and we're not being a bad example to the rest of the world of how we run our programs. We think homeschooling is great and running homeschool organizations is wonderful, and we want to do it right. So I'm here to help. I'm Carol Topp, I'm Homeschool CPA. I hope this podcast has been helpful.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the Homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.